This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:08, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle and problem solver, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Yeah, we solved them all. The shame of it is we did it all.
It was off the air and in closed session. Yeah. No one gets to see it.
Nobody knows it. But
No one knows.
I'm a witness, so I saw it. I heard it all.
What happens in the studio stays in the studio.
That's right.
Walker's here, and he saw it on his radio.
That's right. Yeah. Don Walker from the Butler Homecoming Committee is our guest. It's the 52nd annual Butler Homecoming. Fast approaching. It's this weekend, and we're going to talk about it right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday. And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. 9:09's the time. Our guest this week for the Wednesday Talk Show is Don Walker from the Butler Homecoming Committee. Don, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
Hey, I'm just fine. And once again, thanks for having us here to represent Butler Homecoming.
And this weekend's going to be Butler's going to be the place to be. In the county, if you like fish, if you like tractor pulls, and you like truck pulls.
And ATV pulls, and watch your kids do one of the few areas where we have pedal races. But I've seen some other events in the county now have been going to pedal races, as they are very enjoyable to watch.
Now let's.
And one of the big things that will happen this weekend, it happens one day out of the year. And that will be Saturday evening about 6 o'clock. The population of Butler will probably jump up to about 2,300 people.
I've been out there. I know
it's
impressive how many people come out to Butler for the homecoming. And it all starts off Friday with the River Fish Dinner.
Yes, and we've... thanks to a bunch of good volunteers and our famous recipe for fixing fresh river fish that does not have the taste of the old river fish. Mm-hmm. And, yes, we've done a good job on that, and we've got 300 pounds ordered. We'd like to sell it all. And we've got should have 4 fryers going this time. We've got another electric one. And we're in the process today. We're going to make sure that one works.
See, I was a little worried this year when you send out your fishing crew to make sure you get the fish out of the river with the heat and the river going down like that. I was a little worried you guys weren't going to have enough fish.
Well, Mrs. Waters over at Hamburg, Illinois, hadn't called me yet and told me she's having problems. So I think things are A-okay.
And the dinner, I know for a fact, being out there, for the past couple of years, if you come out for the fish dinner, get there early because there will be a line that will wrap around outside the community center waiting to get in for the dinner.
And hopefully that it won't be as hot. But the other thing is hopefully we'll be able to keep the fish fryers more full and so people can move along a little quicker. Because we can seat 240 people inside under air conditioning.
And while we're talking about the river fish and this stuff, also we want to give the ladies a plug and talk about all of the homemade goodies. And I'm speaking of cakes and pies that will be there. And basically they're all homemade stuff. So it's the best.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of that's home-raised. Some of them fruits and stuff make for excellent pies. And, yes, we always have plenty of that coming in. And as the people get older, you know, they can't physically work, but they still haven't forgotten how to bake a good pie or cake.
Desserts are well worth the trip to Butler. They're good.
Yeah, and you can eat all the fish you want, and there's baked beans, coleslaw, potato chips, applesauce, onions, pie and cake. And
don't forget your beverage.
Non-alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
All for $8, and then the kids under 12 and under is $5. It's we didn't raise our price this year. We could have because fish did go up and bread went up a little bit, but we stayed the same price.
And I think that's the norm. Everything's going everything's going up.
Ain't seen nothing yet, folks. I'm afraid we're in for some tough times. Well, a little for instance of that, I believe yesterday in one day, our fine friends in the petroleum business raised the price of gas 17 cents in one day. Didn't it go up 17 cents yesterday?
Well, I know between Litchfield and Springfield on Monday, there was 15 cents difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It may have been the last couple of days, but I noticed yesterday evening going through Litchfield, it was 17 cents higher than it was Monday.
So it jumped to 351?
351, and when we got over to Gillespie last night, it was 359, and Bunnell, it was 361.
I believe, Staunton, it was 360-something last night. So
yeah, and we can only read in the paper that they had record profits.
Yes, sure. And the nice thing is when it does come down, it'll be a penny today, a penny next week, and, you know, that type of thing.
Well, anyway, with our
lead us back on the right fish, track here.
River Fish on Friday from 4 to you'll find some discrepancies in some of our ads, 4 to 7, 4:30 to 7:30, but if we say 4:30, people are there at 4 o'clock anyway, and one reason we like to get done at which we won't get done, but we got to set a time, is the kids' pedal tractor races and pedal pulls start at 7. The ATV pulls over on the dirt track, we try to start them at 7. And I've already gotten called from the families over in the Jerseyville area. They're bringing at least 6 four-wheelers over. And hopefully the guys from Washington, Illinois will show up, because we're one of the few towns in a big area that still has ATV pulls.
Outstanding. And the kid tractor or the kid pedal race or pull, that is that a big draw normally?
Yeah, I think the Anderson family takes care of that. And from what I see, there's 50 to 70 kids that get to participate in that. And we're only charging them $1. And that, if we get 50 kids, that just pays for what the sled costs us. And of course the pedal race tractors, those are just donated tractors, but we try to make sure that they all got the same size sprocket, so we can't have any cheating going on. Got to keep this thing fair.
And this is done on the basketball courts there.
Yeah, on our good basketball court that we built several years ago. And then due to the Mother Nature's tricks on us a couple of years ago, we did put a new roof and everything on our homecoming building, and we straightened up the south side that rafters had broke several years ago and took the big hump out of there. And in so doing, we incurred extra costs trying to straighten it out, and it does look nice now, and hopefully it'll last for several years. So we hope for a successful homecoming. We've been pretty fortunate since for all the years that I've been there, since 1971 we started the tractor pulling, we have managed to not go in the hole. And of course we got to make money in order to sustain the building, because the building,
and that's what this homecoming's all about, not to interrupt, that's what this homecoming, the profits or the proceeds that are raised through this homecoming, through the next 2 days, it's used to either A, renovate, or B, upkeep the community center in Butler.
Yeah, and see, we do have a lot of upkeep. We got the basketball court. We built the toilets that sit outside. We try to maintain the Freeman shed that we use to cook in. We actually don't, the city actually owns it, but we've maintained that for years. And then we got the homecoming building we maintain. We got the playground equipment that we maintain. And we got the announcer stand down at the track that we maintain. So this little bitty organization does a heck of a lot.
And plus all that, Don, is some of the things you don't realize, the amount of time that you yourself and some of the others spend maintaining the track and getting it ready for the truck and tractor pulls and the ATV pulls.
And the other beautiful thing this year, thanks to some volunteers, thanks to some sponsors, we're going to have a state-of-the-art measuring device and a mile-per-hour sign that was used at the county fair. It's people that haven't seen it will be amazed at what it does, and it has really helped the truck and tractor pulling.
I have to ask this. You mentioned the county fair. With all the people that come out for the pulls and for this weekend, for the Butler homecoming, was there ever a consideration of saying, you know what, we're getting too big of a crowd here, let's move it out to the fairgrounds and still have the proceeds benefit the same thing?
Yes. Yes. We, in fact, I looked into that this year trying to get a little rough idea what it cost.
Don, I think you have connections with the fair board, buddy.
Well, yeah, and we work good. The fair board and the Butler homecoming works very well together. We exchange equipment, tables and chairs and those kind of things, and and personnel even that come down and help us at homecoming that are actual representatives and don't live in Butler. But we have several other people that don't necessarily live in Butler anymore, mm-hmm, that still come back and help, and that's greatly appreciated.
But that has been considered
considered, and I did a dream project the other day on what it would cost to put on a dream pull of where we could pay back like $500 to a first place winner and mm-hmm, four and three and so forth, and it only take $20,000. So I'm looking, anybody sponsor out there, major sponsor interested, why, you look me up, buddy, and we'll have one of the best pulls Central Illinois ever seen.
And of course, okay, so Friday you've got the fish dinner, and of course we need to mention this too. If you do not necessarily like, I mean, river fish is the catch that brings them in, but some people don't like fish for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You will have stands outside that will serve other things. If they don't necessarily like river fish, you've got the cod fish, which is still, by the way, one of the best codfish sandwiches I've ever had.
Well, it's, we use the big
square.
4 ounce.
Yeah. And then you've got other, I mean, like hamburgers or pork chops or something like that. I mean, there's other alternatives out there.
Right. We have hot dogs and we have pork patties and pulled or barbecued pork. Mm-hmm. That's the other sandwiches.
Okay. And so that's Friday. You got the kid races on Friday as well. And then let's head into Saturday here, because Saturday is going to be a huge day.
Oh, yeah. Saturday starting at 11, we'll start our tractor pull, and we have 12 classes of tractors. And once again, and another couple of sponsors have come through. And on the mile-per-hour tractor pull classes, that's our 8 and 12 mile an hour. The first prize money will be 100, and then 75, 50, and 25, just for the mile per hour classes. And there's another pull, I forget where else, so we don't know. But with the price of fuel and so forth and the weather the way it is, and a lot of these guys are farmers, don't know how far they're willing to travel, but we've got a lot of camaraderie between towns now, because we got a lot of guys from Montgomery County now that have gotten back into tractor pulling like they did a few years ago, and they go visit these other towns, and then these other towns come back and visit with us.
So it's a community event, but it's a Central Illinois competition-wise, because as Don said, and you'll have you'll probably have some guys come over from Indiana and you know, a few different places. They'll pull in their Tobin with a flatbed trailer loaded down with tractors or trucks in the evening. That's come to be in the competition.
It's quite impressive. I mean, really, I mean, how far these people come to Montgomery County, or to Butler in particular, for this.
Well, it was really interesting back in the years when we started John Deere two-cylinder pulling, to see them come from, I mean, Minnesota, Mississippi, as far as north and south and east, Indiana, Ohio, and to the west, I think, Nebraska, but and Wisconsin was represented. That was interesting when we tried that, and that ran its course. And then after we get done with our tractor classes, then we'll roll right into the trucks. And there again, I want to announce to all the truck pullers that may be listening, there was a new rule change, and I failed to get it corrected on the flyers that's been sent out. But the stock diesel truck, boost building, or spooling as it's called, will be allowed in a stock diesel truck. And also this year in the tractors and trucks, we went to a 70% payback to try to entice more pullers. And I know what it's going to do, the bottom line for homecoming. You know, it's going to cut into what we like to have for a net profit. But at the same time, if you don't have the pullers, you know, you're not going to sell the sandwiches and at the food stand. So 70% payback. Now, on four classes out of the eight in the trucks, we're also going to pay that $100 first place. So that's going to be a new thing. We're just going to do it. You can sit down and make the plans. But you don't know how many is going to show up.
And, you know, the weather, as you say, depending on how hot it is, some people may be a little more reluctant to make that long trip to Butler. And getting back to the years you mentioned a while ago, going back to the old two-cylinder and stuff, it's interesting that we have some families. One family that comes to mind, Don, is the Ring family. That we're probably had two, three, four generations of these guys come and pull.
Yes, and they also had some relation down here in Butler. And, yeah, it was three generations. It was Grandpa, his son, and then this son. And, of course, Grandpa is no longer coming, but the youngest boy that back then that was about 8 years old, that was taught how to run it, he's still pulling today with them same tractors.
Yeah,
and they bring down three tractors.
And they're all old Olivers, and they just room down that. It's just,
well, that, one of them had eight pipes on it. Or, yeah. I'm sorry, six
pipes. Yeah.
We've got a few minutes left on the show, Don. It's always a pleasure, my friend, to have you here. And talk a little bit. You mentioned before the volunteers that help put this on. Tell us a little bit about how many volunteers takes to put this event on year after year.
Well, just on Fish Fry a Night alone, because we clean the fish real good on Thursday and cut it up, and then it's put on ice overnight, and then we start breading about noon, and there's at least seven or eight guys in there that start breading the fish. And then you got to have probably eight or so outside cooking. And then you got all the ladies inside just serving and keeping the coleslaw and keeping all those things going. So I would think 25 to 30 people. And then you got to have the volunteers out there to get ready to do the pedal, the kids' events. And then I go over and take care of the ATVs. And I can pretty well do the announcing and then you got to have people running the scales. That takes two or three to run the scales, weigh in the all those entries. And so over the course, but on the next day, Saturday, a lot of the workers down at the track are the same. A lot of the workers in the food stand are the same. And so there, during homecoming, there is a few people that put in a lot of hours.
You're one in particular.
Yeah, I'm still one of them. And,
are you getting a good mix of young and senior members helping out, or do you not want to address that?
Oh, that's a tough
question.
Tough question, but yeah, we do have some younger ones, but getting them to take a hold of the steer by the horn and really take a hold and guide it, that's a little problem. But it's that way wherever you go. I hear the same thing. I don't care what organization it is, and that's why I have tried to encourage young boys to tractor pull. I've tried it different times. You got to be 17 years and younger, mm-hmm. because if you don't get them interested in it, then how are you going to get helpers at the tractor pull, for instance?
You got to get them acclimated when they're young.
Right, get them acclimated, just like I did with my grandson, and now I got a great grandson at 10 years old. And we went to St. Rose the other day, and luck had it, he got first place. And hell, Grandpa, I've never got first place with my tractors, but he did, and he was only 10 years old. And it's quite a thrill, and even a piece of paper with his name on it, he kept.
Yeah.
So, and this is something that every town, and I talked to another man from another town, and explain it to him, you know, what we needed to do.
Right.
In my opinion, you got to get these young kids interested, and tractor pulling is one of the cheaper ways to do it. And I talked yesterday that if ATVs start to falter off, it's been my ambition for several years to build a sled for the mid-sized trucks, and I think this could be another boom.
Okay. And that's the thing. You got to keep ahead of the curve. You got to keep reinventing yourself, because if it's the same year after year, it wears out, and you know what? It runs its course.
What helped our homecoming, and now that we have to rent a sled and scales, well, that's an extra $2,000 expense. And when we had our own sled, and thanks to a bunch of boys that built our ATV sled, I'm hoping to restrengthen that one a little and make this for the mid-sized trucks.
Don, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming in and talking with us about the 52nd annual Butler Homecoming, which will be held this Friday and Saturday at the Butler Community Center. If you go out for that fish dinner, make sure you get out there early. Don, thank you again for your time.
Thank you, and thanks to WSMI for allowing us to be on.
And in Uncle Ralph, we'll see you next week. Our guests next week, Kathy Dagan and Sam Whitlow.
Yeah, we're going to talk about old settlers.
We're
going to
talk about old settlers. We're going from one thing to the other.
And getting back real quick to the Butler homecoming, Don, 52 years ago, there was people who said it'll never work.
And it still works.
It was.
Yeah. And 52 years later, it's still working.
All right. Uncle Ralph, we'll see you next week. And we will talk to you next week as well. Thanks for listening.